I was just closing up the church annex. We just had our annual rummage sale, and I was the last one to leave. The doors were all pre-locked, and all I had to do was close them, get in the car, and head home for a nice evening by myself in front of the fire, my husband having been gone on one of his overseas trips. When all of a sudden, a man appeared and asked if he could use the phone as his car had broken down and he wanted to call the repair shop. Well, this being a holiday weekend, I knew all the local repair shops were closed, and since I just closed the door to the annex and didn't have the keys to reopen it, I was at a loss. Little did I know that he'd been stalking me, waiting until I was alone so he could approach me with his distress story. I told him that I would let him use my cell phone, but that the battery had run down, what with all the calls I'd made for the rummage sale. But since I lived just down the road, he was welcome to hop in my car and use the phone at the house. He hemmed and hawed and said he didn't want to put me out any, but in retrospect, I think he was just saying that to get in my good graces and to disarm me with his charm. So off we drove to my house, just a little ways outside of town. The snow had started falling, but I wasn't worried as I had good tires, and we made it to my house without incident. I ushered him inside through the snow flurries and proceeded to turn on the heat while I invited him to use the phone, which was in the living room. Little did I know that while I was making the house comfortable, he was just pretending to call for roadside assistance, while in reality, he was ripping the phone out of the jack. When I came back into the living room, he told me that due to the approaching storm, the earliest that roadside help would arrive would be sometime tomorrow, and would I mind giving him a lift back into town so he could rent a room at the local motel? Well, being the good church lady that I was, I said, "Nonsense. I wouldn't hear of it. You are more than welcome to spend the night here." He was most grateful and offered to pay me for his lodging, but I wouldn't hear of such a thing. Then he asked, "What will your husband say when he gets home to find that you are letting a stranger stay overnight?" And I foolishly said, "My husband isn't coming home tonight. He'll be gone for a week." I realize now that I should have kept that news to myself. After all, he was a stranger, and I had just told him that I was going to be alone in my house for a whole week, and what with a storm coming, probably pretty isolated too. But being a good church lady, I did not think that such a nice young man would be capable of doing anything bad to me. And boy, was I wrong. So, after a quick meal of beans and franks, I'd planned on going grocery shopping after the rummage sale, but my plans had gone awry. We sat in the living room in front of the fire that I'd laid and which he lit, drinking coffee. He wanted to know if I had anything stronger than coffee. But I said that being a good church household, we did not imbibe in strong spirits. He just smiled when I said that, me little realizing the dirty thoughts that were going on behind his smile. After a period of time, I showed him to the guest room and told him that if he needed anything in the middle of the night, to let me know. Of course, I didn't expect to be taken literally. Then I said goodnight and walked down the hall to the master bedroom, which I shared with my husband when he was home. We had a very good marriage, mainly because my husband and I rarely saw each other. What with him and his overseas work and me and my church projects. But I had a nice home, was well provided for, and I didn't have to engage in sex with my husband very often. Sex is dirty and nasty and disgusting, and I hated to have my bodily orifices invaded by some man's dirty, nasty penis, even if he is my own husband. I mean, who knows where that penis has been and what kind of germs it has? Really? So there I was, lying in bed, dressed in my white flannel nightgown with tiny red roses printed on the fabric, drifting off to sleep as the storm raged outside. I must have fallen asleep, because the next thing I knew was that I felt the presence of another person in my bedroom. The first thought was that my husband had come home early, but then I remembered that he was overseas. And I also remembered that I had a stranger in the house. Then I heard a noise. It must have been what had awakened me. It was kind of a rhythmic noise, like a back and forth rubbing sound. Very steady. I couldn't make out anything in the dark, but I felt eyes upon me. Animal eyes. Primal. Raw. Lustful. And I started to get scared. Then I saw a shadow move. The stranger had gotten up out of the chair where he'd been sitting, watching me sleep, and he had something in his hand. I couldn't quite make out what it was, but his hand was moving up and down, back and forth, rhythmically. As he approached closer to the bed, I saw what it was. It was his penis. The dirty, nasty penis was exposed and out in the open, sticking out of his zipper hole of his pants, and he was openly fondling it and stroking it. I was terrified as he got closer to me, all the way to the bed, standing right there by the head of the bed with his penis right up close to my face. He told me about how he'd always been attracted to older women, how he'd been watching me, how he'd already known that my husband was going to be away, how he lusted after me, how I excited him, and how he wanted to fuck me. He told me to take off my nightgown. He wanted to see my tits. And all the while he was talking, his right hand was on his penis, jacking it. He was holding something shiny in his left hand, but I couldn't quite make out what it was. Just that it was long and metal and shiny. I was afraid it might have been a knife. I didn't want to take my nightgown off, but I was afraid not to. So I sat up in the bed and crossed my arms to raise the nightgown up over my head and off. Then I took my hands and tried to cover my breasts with my palms, but he said, "No, don't cover them. I want to look." So I took my hands away and just sat there on the bed, naked and exposed, humiliated and scared of what he was going to do. His penis made me nervous. It was so big, much bigger than my husband's, and he kept slowly jacking it with his right hand. And then he leaned in closer to me and started to rub his penis all over my breasts, except he called them titties. He said, "Do you like feeling my cock against your tits? You sure got big ones, all nice and fat and plump and jiggly. My cock likes your titties. See how big it is? How thick? How swollen? That's all for you, baby. Come on, open your mouth up for me. Stick your tongue out and taste my juices. I'm leaking pre-cum and I need you to lick it up. I need you to taste me. I need you to take my cock in your mouth. Now suck it. Suck the head." "No, please, I don't want to. I've never had a penis in my mouth before. It's so dirty. Ew." And then I clamped my mouth shut, but he did listen to me. Instead, he took his cock and rubbed the pre-cum all over my face and along the seam of my lips, pushing, always pushing with his cockhead to get me to open my mouth. But I wouldn't do it. And then he called me a stubborn bitch and took his fingers and pinched my nose. I held my breath for as long as I could, but after a few minutes, I had to open my mouth to breathe, and that's when he pounced and shoved his big, fat, thick, swollen cock all inside my mouth. "Now suck it. Yeah. You like that, baby? You like the feel of a man's cock in your mouth? Huh? You like tasting my pre-cum? Don't worry. I got more where that came from. Now open wider. I got a lot of cock that needs to be sucked." And then he proceeded to shove his cock further into my mouth and even down my throat. Mm. 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 Well, That's it. Keep it up, baby. I love it when you choke on my cock. It feels so good. Now get ready. I have another inch to feed you. That's it. You're doing good, baby. I love watching my cock going in and out of your mouth and down your throat. I love watching your throat bulge out every time I shove my cock in deeper. You're gonna make me give you my cream. But first, I want your cunt. Then he took his cock out of my mouth. And I tried catching my breath as I wrapped my arms around my body, hiding my tits from his gaze. But he had moved on. He'd gotten his pants off and moved on top of the bed where he got between my legs. He wrapped his arms around my legs and stuck his face down there. Then he stuck his tongue out and started to lick me. I was in shock. No one had ever done that before. It was dirty. It was disgusting. My husband had never. He said nobody would. And then I felt it. I felt his warm tongue on my clit. He was gently sucking my clit, and I thought I was gonna burst. It felt so good. He, this stranger, was making me feel things I'd never felt before, not even from my own husband. And I'm ashamed to say that I wanted more. Please, please, oh God, I can't help myself. Keep doing what you're doing. I want more. Please, I'm feeling something like a dam is about to burst. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I was almost. What are you doing? You can't. You're not going to. You can't. You're too big. Please. Only my husband has the right to. It's too big. It won't fit the head. You're tearing me apart. Then he took my legs and put them up over his shoulders. And then he took his cock and rubbed it up and down my gash. I was so wet, what with his spit and my natural juices. And he was getting his cock head all lubed up. Then I felt him at my entrance. He called it my fuckhole. He said he was gonna fuck me now. And then I felt it. I felt him ram his big, fat, thick, meaty cock all the way up inside my fuck chute in one thrust. Oh! 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 He was in me balls deep. He paused for a few seconds while I got used to his cock being inside me. Got used to his size, his length, his thickness, and then he started moving, gently at first, just an inch at a time, in and out, and then he started taking deeper strokes. He was watching my face, my expression, my eyes. Then he said, "How do you like feeling my cock in you for the first time? You're awfully tight. Must be you've never been properly fucked before. I've seen your husband in the men's room. He's a big man, but he has a small weenie. You need a man-sized cock like mine. You need my cock fucking you every day, pumping you, filling you." Now cross your arms over your tits. Hold them together for me. I want to watch them jiggle as I fuck you. I like seeing them bounce. Your nipples all hard and protruding. Play with your tits for me. Yeah, that's it. Now pinch your nipples. Yeah, make them all hard for me. Yeah, now suck your tit. Yeah, like that. Lick that nipple, baby, for me while I fuck you. Oh, yeah. How do you like being pumped full of man meat? I can tell you like it because you're dripping wet. But not as wet as you're gonna be when I unload inside you. That's right. You heard me right. I'm gonna pump a big load of baby batter right inside you. Right up against your cervix. Right into your womb. And I'm gonna give you my seed. I'm gonna give you my baby. And as he is growing up, every time you look at him, you'll think of me. Think of the stranger who fucked you this snowy night. So there I was, laying on the bed, him on top of me, me holding my tits together for him, licking my own nipples, while I lifted my hips to meet his thrust, me trying to rub my clit against his shaft every time he rammed into me, me loving what he was doing to me, taking every inch he had. It was so much better than doing it with my husband. I knew this man was going to make me come on his cock. I pleaded with him to fuck me harder, to pound me, shove his cock deep inside my fuck chute, fuck me raw. Now give me your cum. I want it. I need it. Please, please, give it to me. Fuck me harder. Please, fuck me harder. I don't even know your fucking name, but give me your cock. I need your cock inside me so much. Please, please. I just, And then I felt him shoot his baby batter inside my cunt, up my fuckhole, right against my cervix. Blast after blast after blast of baby batter. And there was so much. I could feel his balls contracting against my ass as he shot off deep inside me. It was glorious, feeling this tall, dark, handsome stranger feeding me his big, strong, swollen, hard cock and giving me his cum. So much better than with my husband. And I wanted him to fuck me again. And again. And again. After all, we did have a whole week together.